Whoa, hello there. Hey, there's actually some folks who came back for segment two of program nine. Hey, that's wonderful. I hope I'm not surprised. This is Marshall Wood, your host for segment two of program nine of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, Future, written in black and white. We were discussing earlier in the first segment, the feminization of culture. According to the cycles of history, when a culture goes from being strongly masculine to dominated in the end by the female spirit, the culture always, there are no exceptions, dissolves. And America's there, and I hold the Democrat Party is really the example of that, which is run by a bunch of people I call hyenas, using the model from that documentary I saw called Hyenas, Lions and Hyenas, Eternal Enemies. And in the end, the hyenas who sort of took over things and caused so much chaos ended up meeting a very unpleasant fate when the maleness of the lion was awakened and his powerful jaws clamped down on the neck of the matriarchal hyena who had dared to mock him. And, he left her twitching body on the Serengeti plain marked by his scent glands, showing his domination over her. Well, a lot of ways you can take that comment, but eventually, in a secular sense, history tells us when a nation is feminized, Rome in the 5th century, when a nation becomes feminized and leaders are subjective and not bold and, behaving like Donald Trump, then a very masculine and cruel outside force comes in and destroys that feminized culture. Can you say the Goths and the Visigoths? Ain't no femininity in them at all. And you didn't want a part of them. They took it to the Roman Empire because the Roman Empire had become a bunch of androgynous panty waste, and that's saying it mildly. And that's largely what particularly white American males have become in this culture. A lot of documentation of that in a program farther down the road, but we have allowed the feminizing of culture to take place, a subject of the previous program, and so now we're placed in a point where we have in the leadership a vapid of this nation, the president, vice president, just a completely irrational, vapid human being called Joe Biden, and the vice president, Kamala Harris. Well, I call her Kalimala for a reason. She is the deity of hell. Kamala Harris. Those two are the symbols of what America has become. And if you don't think Joe Biden is dominated by the female spirit, then maybe you're part of the problem also. But we have this situation in America, and we have the opportunity to turn it around if God permits. I don't think he will, but if he does, our ticket to that being turned around is the essential masculine represented by Donald J. Trump that most of us are saying, well, let's get somebody else. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's done good things. Well, we need to push him aside. Nonsense. He's your last chance, folks. He's your last chance. We either all these idiots that are running for president on the GOP ticket better repent, get behind Donald Trump and say, ladies and gentlemen, we're opposing these feminized hyenas out here called the Democrat Party and all those with them. And we stand with the essential male, the old lion, Donald J. Trump. And we don't do that. Toast, baby. Toast. Whether you speak in a secular sense or in the appropriate spiritual sense. God does not abide what is happening in America. He does not abide abortion. Okay? He does not abide abortion. And he does not abide the sexual preferences of people. He, there's two genders, folks, and they interact to produce human life and a tight bond of love between one man and one woman joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as they get the opportunity. It's not what the Democrats are showing you, and it's not what, frankly, what a lot of the Republicans who think they're so righteous believe. It's a really cut and dried thing. Our country got away from it, having been founded on it, but got away from it. And by the 70s, we were fully gone. So we're paying that terrible price. But the Lion of Judah himself one day is going to put things in order, and he's going to rule for 1,000 years. And brother, well, the age of grace is a nice thing because you can get away with an awful lot if you're under the blood of Christ. And I've said that flippantly. Please don't take that as theology, but my sins aren't going to keep me out of heaven. They're under the blood of Christ. But there's coming a day when the Lion of Judah is going to rule for 1,000 years, and it could be 1,007 years and 1 hour from today. He's going to rule, and he will rule as that dominating lion in that National Geographic film I saw. And you will do what he says, or you will not like the consequences. It's going to be the Lion of Judah, not the suffering servant and the Lamb of God that comes back the next time. We're moving toward that event, even if folks in the Reformation didn't understand that and made a terrible mistake after establishing a very good thing, which was Habakkuk 2:4 and first chapter of Romans, for the just shall live by faith, breaking the back of an errant teaching that had kept the Bible chained to the altar and prevented the mind of man from expanding to the point where we have the mind of Christ, as 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, so we can say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me, and therefore our forefathers could stand against a continental army like Great Britain that was devastatingly powerful and kick them in the pants. But that was bold men understanding that with the Word of God in your head and doing what is natural to a male to accomplish things, and great things happen, and that produced America, and now the hyenas of the Democrat Party are tearing it down, and the ungodly witches that are calling the shots and pulling the strings on Chucky Schumer and others are causing this nation to die, and to die a miserable death. And I hope WCGA will become your listen to station of preference, obligation, and or compulsion, AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. And you'll listen to all the other more rational people than me that are on here but are still preaching a similar kind of a message. But let's talk about those hyenas, as we will, for the remaining three segments of this program. And the very first hyena that we will talk about is Fanny, She Gimme the Willies, Willis, from Atlanta, Georgia. And then her sister in crime, Letitia James of New York. And then a female judge in the Trump trial yet to come is Tanya Chutkan. And then we have the Kalimala Harris that we've already talked about, and some others like Nancy Pelosi, who will be discussed. These are the matriarchal hyenas that are trying to destroy our leader, Donald Trump, the one we need to line up behind. In the next segment, we're going to look at the academic background of these women, their social background, and why they are nothing more than a bunch of Marxist ruling this country. Come back for segment 3 of The Bigger Picture. Thank you.